those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, you are listening to the most listened to show on 1240 AM. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air.
And happy Easter, everyone, and we got some show in store for you. That was Dr. John Palmer. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
We most certainly do. When you said, Father, forgive us, did I do
forgive
something?
Forgive them.
Did I do something wrong?
Well, you didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sorry. Did I hurt you?
I didn't
give you a hug.
You never hug.
Four years, I never got one hug from you.
I'm
so upset.
Not one hug.
I have such guilt now, and I'm a psychologist, and I don't know how to handle guilt.
I always remember that Valentine gift I gave you. We won't talk about it, but I always remember it. Okay, let's get on the show. We got a great... Oh, my God. I'm so happy with this guest. I love this guy. And I always loved this guy.
He's all right.
He's the best. He's the best since Ty Cobb, let me tell you. Al, are you there?
I'm here, my friend.
Hey, welcome, baby. Welcome. We love you.
Well, Dr. John, Al hears everything.
And he knows.
Hello,
right?
John.
Hi, Al. How's your mom?
Great to hear from you guys.
Oh, same here. Did you hear me, Al?
How is your mom doing?
She's doing very well, praise God. You know, she's home, so that's a tremendous plus, and I appreciate the... You know, your thoughts, needless to say, and the prayers, the mega amount of prayers. Speaking to Techie this morning, so I know all the prayer groups are praying all over. So
good.
This is a grace and a blessing, to say the least. How fortunate we are.
Absolutely. You know, Al, before we really get going, we now have somebody who really underwrites our program, and we have a few words that Tony has to read about this.
It'll take a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay, sure.
Yes,
we have someone that likes our show and is underwriting it. And now, I don't know if you know, we became a 501c3, a nonprofit now. So that's a big plus for us. Okay. So on April the 12th, the Sunday after Easter, is Divine Mercy Sunday. So join frequent guest with Brother Paul Miller.
Hello?
Paul Miller. You know Miller? Paul Miller at the New Jersey Center of Divine Mercy and St. Rocco's Church in Newark, New Jersey. He's having a service, and the service begins with a Mass at 11 a.m. and is followed by a healing service. And he's very dynamic in his healing.
He's wonderful.
He's really, I mean, very powerful. And the Chaplet of Divine Mercy Exposition, Benediction, Confession will be available beginning at 9:30 a.m. And so for more information, you can visit the website, CenterOfDivineMercy.com, but also there's something a little
CenterOfDivineMercy.com. Yes. Okay,
but also there's something a little special.
Yeah, on that day, I like what Paul does, and he has tremendous gifts. We're gonna run a bus out of Christopher Morley Park. That's exit 36 off the expressway, and the park is right there, and it's gonna leave at 8:30. And it'll be back by 5, so you don't have to worry about driving over to Newark. We still have a little bit of room left on the bus, and you can get on their website. What is that website again?
The website is Center of Divine Mercy, CenterOfDivineMercy.com.
And you can let Anna know over there that you'd like to go on the bus.
Right. And what's the cost?
$25.
$25. Okay, good. Very reasonable. If I go, am I free?
No,
$50. No, I pay double. Okay, thanks. What a buddy he is, isn't he, Al?
Okay. Oh, so always
anyway,
is.
So anyway.
Real champ.
Paul Miller does do a dynamic conference and the Dynamic Healing Service. John Palmer just had him a few weeks ago, and he was really great.
Yeah,
he really was.
He's good, very good.
Good guy.
Fantastic guy.
So now, speaking of good guys, let's talk about you, Al. And you're no stranger to the show. I mean, I want you to know, Al, you sang our theme song 221 times.
You know that? Music to John's ears.
And 219 times John Palmer interrupted you. We know a little bit about you, you know, and that you support the St. Patrick shelter and the St. Anthony residence, and you help Father Gio, who's also a very religious and spiritual and dynamic priest who serves the poor. So you're involved in all these little things, and you do missions and you do talks, and you go all over the country. You're quite a guy.
Now, a busy man.
Why are you doing
God
this?
Uses all of us, you know that.
Yeah, but why are you...
In all different ways.
Why are you doing all this?
You know, listen, Mother Teresa said, you don't have to worry about doing big things, just do little things with great love, mm-hmm. and that's what's pleasing to God.
Wow.
And that's where we're at.
And now you're doing missions you're doing Lenten missions and missions around the country, and you do have a message, though, in your mission.
I'm losing you.
What? You do have a message in your missions. What's the standard message that you have when you do these missions?
You still there?
Al?
Well, I think we lost him.
Do we lose him?
Yeah,
oh,
I think so.
My God. Is he still there?
He's there.
Al?
Tony?
Yes.
What happened?
Al?
Are you all right?
Al?
Yes, what happened?
Okay, I don't know. We got this disembogulated. So are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
fine.
Okay, good. All right. So
I just did not hear you.
Oh, so we had a little...
It's a bad connection,
yeah,
I guess.
All right, so...
So much for technology.
What's your main... mission on doing these missions? What are you trying to accomplish with the missions that you're doing?
Are you referring to
when you go to
presentations
churches,
at parish missions,
yes.
and so on?
Yes, that's what I'm
okay,
referring to.
Okay, it's quite simple. In all honesty, whenever I do conduct a parish mission, and of recent, and thank you guys so much for announcing the times that I was at the Blessed Sacrament, the Lady of the Snows in Blue Point, St. Cyril and Methodius, Deer Park. The turnout was really fantastic, so I was very blessed by that. But the focus of it all is I try to heighten the awareness to people what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be a Catholic. And when I say that, I don't say that excluding anyone, because as we well know, everyone is a child of God. Even the people that we think are not on the list, but everyone is a child of God, and everyone writes their own ticket, so to speak. But what I try to do earnestly is to make the people aware of when they say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, yeah, I'm a Catholic. But what does that really mean? And being a Catholic, there's some very, very significant items that go along with that. When Jesus said, I am with you always, he is with us always in the Eucharist. And so often people don't really get it. We talk about having a relationship. What is a relationship? Everyone has relationships. Little children have relationships. You have a relationship. I have, no matter what age level we are, everyone has relationships. But what is our relationship with God? If we did not have a real relationship with God as a Catholic, then we would never really understand or focus on the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And that's what it's all about. You know, praise God that every year we are reminded as to who we are as a person. And I say Lent, you know, initiates with Ash Wednesday. What are those ashes significant of? The ashes are significant of reminding us that that's what we're going to look like physically. So it's time to wake up that spirit in us, because it is the spirit that's going to live forever. So we must focus on the spirit. If we live in the spirit, we never die. If we live in the flesh, we are mortal and we die. But you guys know, you've heard me speak many, many times, and I always say, everyone hears the same thing, but everyone responds differently. And speaking about Lent, you know, there's one particular hymn that I had recorded, and it's entitled Rise Again. And It's Jesus speaking to us, especially as we're preparing for Easter Sunday tomorrow. But it's about that passion. It's about the crucifixion. But more important, it's all about that life eternal, that resurrection. Worry for nothing. I am always with you. So
why don't we play it?
Thank you. And it's Jesus speaking to us in the hymn.
reminding us that, hey, before we get to the bread of life, I want you to remember, I promised I will rise again.
And that was my opening statement, believe it or not.
Yes. You know,
absolutely.
So everything about Jesus is about this weekend. Everything is about
absolutely.
The suffering, the death, and the resurrection.
Right, right.
So I'm glad we played I'll Rise Again. We can play Bread of Life a little bit later. But how important those words are.
And I
think, without a doubt.
And
without a doubt.
That's the message. That's part of the message of Easter.
You see, in all due respect, that is the very essence of being a Christian. When people say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, yeah, I'm this. Oh, yeah. Whatever Christian denomination you are. But what does that Christianity really mean? You're like, oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him will never die. But how many of us really walk around living these kinds of things, living these kinds of thoughts every day? You know, and that's why I say, you know, like, praise God that
and
every
he
season
does.
Of
he,
Lent,
and he ri-
every
he,
season
he,
of Lent, we're reminded,
okay.
Focus on the Spirit, nurture the Spirit, feed the Spirit, do kind deeds, be merciful to others, be compassionate, help the poor. These are all things.
But you know, Al, he also... rises again and when we're in need emotionally, spiritually, physically.
Yes.
He comes up and touches us somehow. You can't explain it, but there's a presence there. And that's what it means to me. He's alive.
Yes.
And he's there for us. And all we need to do is to stretch out for him.
Yeah.
And
if I could really make an extension on this note, like earlier you asked for my mom, which I greatly appreciate. And even now, you know, like the nursing attendants that we have at the home right now, if they're not angels from God, I don't know who is, because they really, and I hope they're listening to what I'm saying, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like their presence helps my mom so much. So it's just all, you know, if you're open to the Spirit, God works endlessly, even while we're carrying the cross. But he works endlessly, you know, so.
And what's the song? Christ has no body now but ours. And
amen.
We are his hands, his heart. We are everything to those in need, and we
so
bring
true.
Jesus to them.
Mm.
So very true.
Absolutely.
Anyway, everyone
knows.
I'm very, very happy that you appreciated the hymn, yes.
Well, everyone knows your musical talents, and you're very, you know, whenever I mention Al Barbarino, I mean, they react to me.
I know you bring a tear to John's eyes.
No, but, you know,
I love you.
You know what? I kick your name around every once in a while. You know, I know Al Barbarino, and I get a good reaction from the parishioners. But, you know, you combined... You know, you're an amazing fella, an amazing guy, and
no,
I really look up to you, because you've combined your speaking abilities, your talents for speaking, doing missions, with your musical talents. Now, that song that we played is a perfect example of your musical talents and how beautiful
you
sing. It really is. What are you looking to accomplish with your music? I mean,
well,
you can evangelize through music, and we know
that.
God,
music is so universal, and sometimes, you know, you may not even understand the language that someone is singing in, but if the music, the chords, the melody, the sincerity that comes through, you could actually cry, even if you don't know the words. So music is universal, as I say, but as you guys know personally, you know, throughout the years, I've been recording since 1990, 91, and all the...
Oh, my God. We were little kids when you started recording, John and I.
You are right. Little kids, teenagers.
Yeah.
But, you know, throughout the years, the support goes to the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, with the St. Padre Pio Shelter, Croatian Relief, good friend, Father Gio Bolanich, who does extensive work to all the poor areas in Haiti, Honduras, not only Croatian refugees, but all troubled spots of the world. And so wherever I go, funds that are raised from the recordings, people who purchase the albums also help the poor of the parish where I'm presenting, whether it's in our diocese or out of state or whatever. But whenever I do a parish mission, I always try my best to link the hymns with the the scripture passages that I'm really trying to convey and share with the people. For instance, if it was on life eternal, the bread of life, like what we just heard, Rise Again, or Blessed Mother, a lot of times, people, we who are Catholic in particular, we have a special devotion to Mary because we see her as the intercessor. And what is Mary's job, really? She's not looking for to be crowned with flowers and trophies. All she's looking for us to bring us back to her Son. So when we hear that expression, to Jesus through Mary, that's what's so significant. And if I'm allowed, with your permission, to play another piece.
Absolutely.
There's one in particular, my brother Santo, God rest his soul. He was very, very talented, and he wrote a good many of the songs that I've recorded whenever I would be doing a new CD. And he wrote one in particular, which is, he wrote quite a bit, as I said. One in particular was entitled, I Dreamed I Saw Our Lady.
Beautiful.
And what would it be like if you saw the Blessed Mother? What would it be like if I saw her? What do we think she would say to you or to me? What would we say to her? And just the other day with my family, we were watching Song of Bernadette, Lady of Lourdes. And a lady said to Saint Bernadette, you will not find happiness in this world. You will find happiness in the next world, life eternal. Well, what better promise, what better gift can we have than that, life eternal? But again, getting back to Our Lady, the title of the hymn is I Dreamed I Saw Our Lady. And my brother Santo had composed this. I think you'll really appreciate it.
Okay, let's listen.
I dreamed I saw Our Lady. We sat and talked a while. She saw I had some questions. She gave her knowing smile. I asked about the suffering and pain that we endure, and all about the homeless, forgotten, and the poor. And she said, child of mine, I pray for you, child of mine, to understand there is a plan for love. My son was homeless, forgotten by his friends. He cured the lame and hopeless, while his goodness was condemned. felt the nails go through him. The piercing of his heart. But then I saw the glory that his suffering would impart. So you see, child of mine, my son loves you, child of mine. He gave so much, so you'll be taught by love. And through my son, as long as his will is done, the world will share his loving care for everyone.
You know, it's amazing, Al. Jesus came at the beginning of the show and said, musically, I will rise again. And then Mary comes on the radio show, and she tells us, you know, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And she does it musically. If we were to say those words as if we heard them, people say, you're nuts. But when it's sung musically, creatively, in songs inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit, sung by you, Al, through your inspiration, what more do we need? Jesus tells you one thing, and Mary comes and tells you another.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
And confirmation from the beginning of the show to the music that's being played, I think this is the Holy Spirit running the show here.
Oh, yeah. And Al, I know, I've been when you've done your retreats. I've been there. And I know.
Yeah, but he didn't pay, Al. I don't think he paid.
But I know how inspired a speaker you are. But I also know how much your music touches the hearts of the people. I'm not saying that to you because you're here on the radio. I would say that anytime. I've already said that to Tony many times.
No. And yes, he has, Al. And I'll attest to that. He really has.
And I wanted to make sure you would be with us today on our Easter show because you truly, through your work, are Jesus to others and Mary to others and God the Father. He works through you, and we know it. And so many people who have been with you know it as well. You're very special, and I'm so happy that you're here today.
And now we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. By the way,
we're not done.
I know we're not done. We have listeners from California that are listening to the show today.
Hawaii and the Philippines.
But specifically, I know people from California that are listening. And so I know you're going to be touching their hearts. And we have another new listener that called me yesterday. I was going to be listening with his wife. A friend by the name of Lou and his wife Helen, and they're listening, and so you're touching. The more you're singing and the more you're talking, the more you're touching hearts.
And on top of that, just one last little thing, this all goes out on the internet, on listen-up.net. All of our shows are there, and people can go online and listen to them anytime.
And they can see it. They can see us on the show too.
Yeah.
And so we have. We've gotten calls and emails from Hawaii and people asking to be on the show. We've got calls from Puerto Rico, and so we're getting around.
You know, Al, we're doing all the talking. I know you might want to bring up something special that's deep in your heart about what you want to share with our listeners. So go ahead. Let us get out of the way. Tony, I'm putting the masking tape on your mouth today. Go ahead, Al. You have anything you want to say?
He's so mean, this guy. Go ahead, Al.
When you were complimenting the music, but this is the way I see everything. I see one giant puzzle, and everyone's a piece of the puzzle. The song, the hymn that I sang, my brother wrote. Oh, you know that Palmer Pascal, who was my very, very dear arranger for many, many years. My brother Santo marveled at her music, and he was very fussy with music. Mm-hmm. So I had that. Those are two pieces of the puzzle. Then I have Fred Guarino, you know, from the studio. There's so many people that comprise everything. What you guys do every week, God bless you. I mean, you're such a vehicle. Or Techie with the Cenacles that she runs. The prayer groups. I mean, just phenomenal. So what I do is the piece that God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but that's how I see it. It's one giant puzzle, and one piece is so, so very important as the next.
Mm-hmm.
Because combined together, everything comes out. You know, like, whatever you do, I cannot. Whatever I cannot do, you do. But everything we do is for the glory of God.
So that's the bottom
that's
line.
The
yes, absolutely.
That's the puzzle.
Al, one quick question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know your songs have touched the ears of people probably that haven't heard from you, from the people of California and one or two of new listeners. But
mm-hmm.
now you're going to be doing more missions in the Diocese of Rockville Center. You have any coming up that you would like to mention to us?
Okay, well, this past Lent, actually I'm all filled next year for parish missions in Lent.
Wow.
I'm out of state as well. But coming up here, the immediate next Monday, the 13th, I'll be over at St. Francis. That's the cenacle there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to be there.
Oh, good. You're not going to be there?
Yes, I will.
Oh,
absolutely.
You'll be there. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Actually, I thought I wasn't able to, but I'm singing this Monday night. I thought it was the following Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I could be present for that, so that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
And then have a communion breakfast. Actually, St. Francis of Assisi in Green Lawn, May 17th. That's communion breakfast after the 10th.
Oh, it's
the same
place.
Then I have some parish missions in June and July. In June, it's at St. Francis de Sales in Patchogue. Beautiful, beautiful priest there, too. Father Tom Purs, and then in July over at St. Jude, my good buddy too, Father Greg.
And I know in September you go up to the Catskills because I've been there 2 years in a row and I'm going to be there this year too.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. There's a lot of people out there doing the work. There's a lot of Mother Teresa's, more than what we know. But as we know, the harvest is great. The laborers are few. So we just have to keep pounding the pavement, so to speak, and that's what we have to do. So we do it. God gives us the grace and the ability to do it.
And you know
what Mother Teresa said? What did Mother Teresa say when she was asked, you're getting old, how much more can you do? So she says, my eyes are going to be closed for a very long time.
Yes, yes.
I do what I can do now.
Yeah. You know, you remind me of Al when in the scriptures God was just trying to decide who he was going to send to do certain chores, and it came up, here I am, Lord, send me. That's mm-hmm. who you remind me of. Here I am, Lord, send me. So we thank you for stepping
forward.
And I
don't want to lose sight of that song, I Am the Bread of Life, because that bread gives you the nourishment and Tony the nourishment and myself the nourishment.
Absolutely.
To continue on doing God's work.
So let's play it.
Well, we want to play it, but I know, Al, you have to take your wife to a doctor, do you not?
Yeah, he's got a few minutes.
Yes, I do. I just want to say this, which is important to think. We seem to be living in a time where, like, there's a lot of unrestfulness, unpeacefulness, and a lot of secularism, meaning a lot of ungodliness. But, you know, we who say we are Christians with Christ, so so on, we seem to forget one thing. When he says, do not worry, do not fear, do not let your hearts be troubled. If we are a truly child of God, we know that God is in charge. When he says not to worry, if we do worry, and we do grow with fear, and we are being disobedient to what he's asking us to do. You see? So for those of us who live in the flesh, who live in the human spirit, who live in the secularized, modernistic world, you know, like that realm of spirituality is not too alive, which means God is not too alive in our lives. But God's in charge, and we live forever. That's the whole significance of our faith as to who we are.
Absolutely.
As a Christian. So I am the bread of life.
Yes.
Play it, Sam.
We could try and get it played this time.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
There it comes.
Thank you.
Al, we thank you for being
thank
with
you,
us.
Al.
You're a blessing.
God bless you guys.
And, just,
and come back.
We love
you too. And everyone who's listening.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al.
With God's peace. Bless you.
Peace to you.
We love you, buddy.
Love you too.
I will praise you.
Wow, Al, beautiful. I have to share something with you listeners, and I have to share something with you, Al. I just got a text message. Text message says simply, and this is amazing, I just had a vision of Al singing to Jesus and Mary. I'm crying.
Oh.
That's how you affected one of our listeners, Al, today, by singing this song. So it's beautiful. Thank you, listener, for sharing that with us, and we love you. Thank you.
And I'm sure Al's on his way taking his wife to the doctor.
Yes, he is.
Listen, I want to remind our listeners who don't forget April 12th, the Sunday after Easter. It's Divine Mercy Sunday. And Paul Miller, who's a frequent guest, will be leading the day of prayer at the New Jersey Center for Divine Mercy in St. Rocco's Church in Newark. The service will have a bilingual mass at 11 and is followed by a healing service, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Exposition, and Benediction. Confession will be available beginning at 9:30 a.m. For more information, visit online centerofdivinemercy.com. centerofdivinemercy.com. And if you want to go by bus, let them know, and we have a bus leaving at 8:30 on that morning.
And where's the bus leaving from?
Christopher Morley Park, exit 36 off the expressway.
Wow. Okay.
$25.
$25. And if I go, I pay $25?
Well, I'll see.
Okay. I love you, Johnny. I love you. You're going to read.
You want to do our reflection?
Yes, let's
for
do
the
it.
Week?
Yes.
Because we're a little behind time.
Okay, let's do it.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. It's Psalm 118. We use and sing this psalm verse on Easter Sunday because it reveals the fullness of the Father's love for all his children. The day of Jesus' resurrection from the dead is a day that could only be made by the Lord. This is why we keep Sunday holy, by going to church and receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. We cannot affect our own salvation. We cannot forgive ourselves our own sins. There is no human or earthly endeavor that can match what took place on the first Easter Sunday. It is a day that only the Lord could make. And this should be the cause of our rejoicing and gladness. We cannot, must not, and should not ever think that we can save ourselves, that we can do without God. Only God loves us so much that he offers his Son for the redemption of the entire human race. Only God could raise Jesus from the dead after we nailed him to the cross. Yes, it's true. While we were still sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. So much did he love us. So, listeners, let us be glad and rejoice. Let us sing and pray to the Lord with all our hearts. Let us share the love of Jesus that's even stronger than sin and death with all that we meet. Isn't that nice?
Beautiful, beautiful.
He won't let us tell him people the name, but he's a beautiful writer.
And he writes one for us every week.
Yeah.
And the listeners just love it. So should we move on to the saint?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, let's do it. The saint this week is going to be, you may not have ever heard of him, but it's going to be St. Joseph of Arimathea.
Yeah.
And so who is St. Joseph of Arimathea? Well, quite honestly, he's the patron saint of pallbearers. He's the patron saint of funeral directors and undertakers. And he's known for having provided the tomb for Jesus. Legend has it that St. Joseph of Arimathea brought the Holy Grail and faith to England furthermore. And some say that when he planted his staff in the ground, it actually took root and turned into a bloom, which blooms every Christmas day. Mm. So St. Joseph of Arimathea's day is March the 17th. But what's going on with St. Joseph of Arimathea? You know, the plan was to bury Jesus with the thieves and the dishonored ones. And so when he died, that's what they were preparing to do. And then till one day, that day, St. Joseph went to Pontius Pilate. And so Jesus died on the cross about 3 o'clock on a Friday, Good Friday afternoon. And it was sort of death the Romans kept for common criminals, such as the two thieves who were crucified at the same time as Jesus. And since Jesus was being treated like a common criminal, it was likely that his body, as I said, would be thrown into a pit with all the others. There was such a pit in the valley, just a little way outside of Jerusalem. His body may not have been taken there very quickly for two reasons. One reason was that there was a Jewish law that said if a man has committed a crime punishable by death, he is to be put to death. You shall bury him the same day. The other reason was that the Jewish holy day, the Sabbath, would begin at sunset, about 6 o'clock that evening. The Jews felt that their holy day should not be made unclean by leaving corpses unburied. But all four gospel writers say that a rich man named Joseph decided that things should turn out very differently. He came from Arimathea, a town northwest of Jerusalem. He was a member of the Jewish council that had wanted Jesus put to death. The gospel said that Joseph was respected, that he was a good and righteous man, and also that he was looking for the kingdom of God and had been a follower of Jesus. So it seems he must have secretly disagreed with the others about putting Jesus to death and council members about having Jesus tortured. In any case, soon after 3 o'clock, Joseph went to Pilate to ask permission to bury the body properly. He had to do this secretly for fear of the other council members. Going inside Pilate's house was something the other council members had never done, because entering a Roman house meant that they became unclean. But Joseph went anyway to Pilate and begged for the body. A rich, important man like Joseph humbled himself in front of the Roman governor. It shows how much it mattered to him so that Jesus would be buried properly. Then he had to wait while Pilate sent for the centurion who had carried out the crucifixion. "Is Jesus really dead?" he asked. Centurion was still much moved by what he had seen. He simply nodded. So Pilate gave permission, and Joseph took the damaged body of the crucified Jesus. It was usual for Jews to wash a body and to anoint it with oils and perfumes before burial. John tells us in his gospel that Joseph was helped by another secret follower of Jesus, a man named Nicodemus. He brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, which is a fragrant drug. Nicodemus brought a very great quantity of this mixture, dozens and dozens of jars of it. So he anointed the body and wrapped it in a fresh new linen cloth. Then Joseph had it taken to his own tomb, which had never been used. Like the tombs of many rich Jewish families, it had been cut into a rock cliff. It would have been like a small room and probably had shelves cut into the walls. Then Jesus was respectfully laid and a huge stone was rolled in the entrance. Two of the women followers of Jesus were watching. It was 6 o'clock. The sun was setting and the day was almost over. And so Jesus was laid to rest. A legend about Joseph says that he planted his stick, as I mentioned, in the ground at a place in England called Gatsbury, and it grew into a tree that blooms every Christmas. So that's the story of the burial of Jesus from a man who had wealth and was rich, but also had a great love for Jesus. And that love made him a saint.
That's wonderful. You know, and I want to go back to something Al said. We all have pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And that certainly was Joseph's
piece. That was his piece, yes.
And Good Friday, I don't usually sit quietly, but yesterday in the afternoon, I sat quietly and I was led to read the whole book of Isaiah. Phenomenal in Scripture. And then in the evening, because I had turned off the television for the Lent, in the evening, I was led to read, now I'm trying to think of the...
Apostles.
The Acts of the Apostles, right.
Yes.
And all it says to me is that Isaiah and the apostles all had pieces of the puzzle. And we all have that, and we all have to work on building our piece. Anyway, I don't want to get too far off base, but I do want to spend just those few moments to remind people the whole story is in Scripture. And there are pieces of it that are there given to us by every writer whose words are included in the Bible. And today I'd like to pray a little bit for healing, because we're going to run out of time on the show.
Yes.
And we put all of our listeners in prayer with all of their petitions. And we ask you, Lord, if you can and if you will, bless our listeners. Enable them, Lord, to know that you are with them in all that they do. Tony, you want to?
Yes, I'd like to give praise and glory to Jesus and thank him for all the things that he's done for us, and thank you for listening to our petitions, and there's so many people that are hurting and so many people that are asking for help, and including our own family, John and I's family, and so we give you praise and glory and thanks, Jesus. Thank you for being there for us. We know you're not only our best friend, but we also know you are our big brother. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'd like to close the program with a song by It's Amazing Grace by Michael Crawford.
Oh.
Because that's what this show is all about.
Absolutely. And thank you, John, for doing such a good job.
I didn't do anything yet.
And thank you for being my partner.
Oh, let's not get nauseous.
He never hugged me.
This is Michael Crawford. Happy Easter, listeners.
Happy Easter, everyone. Thank you, listeners. We love you. And you're in our prayers. And we lift up our petitions to you, Jesus, for you to please heal all those that are asking for help. And thank you, Al. We love you dearly. Was grace that taught
I love that rendition. I love Michael Crawford, his music.
It's great.
He's very good. Happy Easter, everybody. I know we're quiet today, but we're in mourning waiting for the resurrection.
Happy Easter, everyone. And thank you for listening. You're in our prayers. And a special thank you to Al, our favorite singer.
Oh. Hey, Tony, we have a whole minute left.
Whoa.
Why don't we just say a prayer?
Yes.
And Lord, send that amazing grace out to our listeners. And if you have anything you wish to share, Lord, touch them. I do. I am risen. I'm alive. I'm in this music. I'm in your heart. I'm in your soul. I'm in your mind. There's no need to grieve. Rejoice. Rejoice. I am risen, just as written in Scripture. Allow my love into your heart, and let me touch you now with my peace.
The views expressed in the previous program,
and remember, you have been forgiven, and I have opened up the gates of heaven because of my love for you and my Father's love for you.